This is the MIE Motivational Podcast, episode number 20. Let's do this.
All I do is win, 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 no matter what. Got money on my mind, I can never get enough. And every time I step up in the building, everybody hands go up, go up.
Nothing can stop me. I'm all the way up.
Yo, 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 yo. What's up to all of my people out there? We are on episode number 20 of the MIE podcast. And really, really excited about this episode just because it's something that I've just been dealing with on a personal level for 2018. And it's just something I want to share with all of my listeners out there that are checking the podcast out, all of my motivators out there checking it out. Just thank you so much. And I can't believe it. We're on episode number 20. So just so pumped about just all the listeners that's been checking in with the podcast. Thank you so much. And so let's jump right into this podcast. This one's not going to be a long one. It's just something that's on my heart, and I just want to kind of share it with you. But the title of this podcast is called Don't Look Back. Not even just don't look back, but you cannot look back. In 2018, all the things that you want to do, all the goals that you've set, I mean, we're still in January, so we're still in that month where, you know, you have goals, you have a vision of, and we talked about it on some of the past podcasts, but I want to say that when you get to that point where, you know, the vision or the goal that you have in mind, you might not be seeing it right now. You might not be seeing, you know, I talked about in the last podcast, what do you do when you see payoff? But what about when you have those days when you start thinking about how it was, like the new vision that you have, it didn't fully develop yet. You know, the baby that you've given birth to, that you want to, you know, you want to see manifest in this year, is not quite there yet. It ain't quite curled yet. And you start looking back at the past victories or things that you've done before, you're like, man, it was much better back then. And, you know, and not only looking back, but what happens when you try to actually go back and do those old things? And the reason I was thinking about that is because there's a list of things that I have that I want to accomplish for this new year. There's some personal goals that I have. There's some business goals that my wife and I have. And, you know, a lot, like, you're looking at them, and sometimes you hit that point. It was like, is it going to happen? Is it going to happen? And then you start thinking about the past from the good standpoint. So the good standpoint of looking back is you'd be like, well, it happened before, so it can happen again. So that gives you some encouragement. But what about when you start looking back at the past and then you get depressed? And it's like, especially if you had some kind of success, and then you have the whole vibe of it happened before, why is it not happening now? Right. And then that leads you into a whole nother vibe that you don't want to be in, because you want to get to the point where when you have your vision, you have your goals, you're going forward and you're staying encouraged in that. So that's kind of what I want to do on this podcast, is just want to give you a little bit of encouragement while you are going forward towards your 2018 goals. And so here's what I was thinking about not looking back. So I was thinking about, it's pretty much the same thing all through my life. You know, like, I look at the goals now, but even it was the same thing, like, when it came to change that I had even when I was younger. And the thought that I was kind of processing just now was, I remember specifically when we moved away from a neighborhood, I had all, you know, and I was younger. I, like, you know, I had all my friends. There were things that we did in this neighborhood. You know, we go out and play basketball right there in the apartment complex. You know, football right over there. It was like a little field by the leasing office. But all of my friends were there. And then all of a sudden my mom tells me, you know, we get ready to move. And we moved probably like, If it was driving, it wouldn't be that bad. But I think it was probably, you know, it would take me to walk About an hour and a half. It's like an hour and a half walk to get back to my old neighborhood. And I was just thinking, I was like, I used to, like, when we moved to our new neighborhood, I was missing the old, my old friends, my old life so much that I literally would, especially in the summer, I would walk that thing every day. And then when I got my bike, I was like, oh, it's on now because we get ready to cut some time. So I get my bike and go back over there just so I can hang out with my old friends and, you know, kind of kick it with them. And I'm like, but I learned so much even from that. Like, one of the things that I learned is, and actually this is the major thing, when you go back, it's never the same. It's never the same. And I could never understand that. Like, even on that level, to me, it's like, you know, my boy's over there, we're going to go kick it just like before. But what had happened was when we moved to the new neighborhood, I hadn't quite made friends there yet. But there were some things that was waiting for me, but I didn't give it a chance because I was just wanting to go back to the old. And that right there just jumped out to me because now that I can look back and I can see, like, man, it was right there. The whole newness, the new venture, the new life, the new everything was right there. But I didn't want to give it a chance because I spent so much time even willing to walk an hour and a half a day just to go back to the old without embracing the new. And every single time when I would go back, it was never the same. I don't know if it was me that changed them, but it was definitely a change there to the point where, and that was just at the beginning. And then it really got uncomfortable when I embraced the friends that were in my new neighborhood. Because the thing that happened, which I didn't know, see, this move happened before I was dancing. So before I was dancing, I was all sports. I mean, I knew I was going to be an NBA player, NFL, baseball, I was all sports. And my friends around me, we were, you know, just obsessed with sports. We, you know, playing electric football, playing video games, always playing sports. Then when I moved to my new neighborhood, like I said, didn't do it at first, didn't really open up the door and accept it. But that was where I found the dancers. And it's so crazy because they were there the whole time. Dancing was going on in that neighborhood, and I was right there. But I would leave it wanting to go back to my old neighborhood, not knowing that there was something in this new neighborhood that would change my whole life right there. I mean, literally in my backyard. Like, when I seen them dancing, I look out the window, and it was right there. And I was like, what are they doing? And I go out and look, and they'd be right there in the circle with the freestyle circle. That freestyle circle changed my life, but didn't know it at first, right? Because I wanted to go back so bad. So all I'm saying, and then when I look through my whole entire life, every move that was beneficial to me, it was me moving forward. And not going, nothing, I never, ever, ever went back into something that I used to do. And even if I did, if I go back into it, it'd be like, I'll be doing it still, but it's a different way. It's a different state. It's a different group of people. But it's not exactly the same, right? And I think we have to listen to that. Listen to that little thing, because you'll know it. You feel it. It's just like a relationship, too. Like, you're with somebody, and then you break up. And then you go, and then you're with somebody else. And then something happens. Like, say, if you guys break up, then you try to go back to the other. If you've changed a little bit, or they've changed, you'll see it. And you'll be like, it's different. But you got to take heed to that, because I think that's a hint to keep us on the right path of where we need to be going. Right. When I was in, I was dancing for a group, didn't know that I would start singing and dancing. But it was that connection with somebody that was like, don't you think, you know, it'd be good if you added singing to what you do. And then once I did it, then I could never go back to just dancing. Like, even now, like, I still sing, I still dance. But even the way that I do it with Mr. Chris Hip Hop Music, now it's you know, the whole thing has been redefined. Same talents, same gifts, but it's like I can't go back to being with the group that I was in before. I can't go back to playing baseball with the same people that I did before. But all of those disciplines, now they are in a new place. Like now I coach kids how to do the same thing, which a lot of things I learned from coaching, I learned from playing sports and the coaches that coach me. But I'm not actually with the same people, you know what I mean? So even dancing, all the moves that I learned when I was with the different groups, same thing. When I coach performers here in Nashville, I work with a lot of people just on stage presence and stuff like that. It's what I learned by being on stage around a certain group of people. But those are things that when the door opened, I walked through it and not looking back at, man, I wish I could do it the way that I used to, but taking everything that I've learned along the way and go through the new door. So I just want to say to you, take everything that you've learned up to this point, up to 2018, take everything you've learned in 2017 and 2016 and take that and erase. I heard Eric Thomas say this, erase the past. 2016, 2017 is gone. We're in 2018. What are you going to do? And you can't do the same exact thing that you've been doing and expect a different result. You got to do something different. But it's going to be within the realm of, you know, we talked about this on the podcast, of what you can do, your gifts, your talents, what you're good at. But don't look for it to come in the way that it used to come, but look in for it to present itself as something new, something different. And don't spend time being depressed like, oh man, wish I can go back to the way it was. Get ready, get pumped to what it can be, because it's a whole new world that's right there in front of you, right in your backyard, just waiting on you to take your mind and shift it away from how it was and start thinking about what it can be. That's all I got for you. It's your boy, Mr. Chris, Christopher Zondeflex Tyler. This is the MIE Motivational Podcast. And once again, don't look back. Keep going forward. Keep doing what you're trying to do. Keep doing you. And you'll see that success come. All right, that's all I got for you. And your boy is out.
I'm all over.